welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and today is Menstrual Hygiene Day. UNICEF has said that the culture of silence around menstruation has become even more evident in COVID-19 pandemic. So the India representative Yasmin Ali Haq has said that during the pandemic, the breaking silence, raising awareness and changing negative social norms is more important than ever before. Let's come to coronavirus. With nearly 57,000 COVID-19 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 18,500 infections. Delhi has over 15,200 reported cases and Gujarat over 15,100 reported cases. The total number of cases in the country now stands at over 1,58,000. Over 86,000 are active cases. If you look at the death toll, it's over 4,500 in the country. These are the reported numbers that we are talking about. Apart from that, the principal scientific advisor to the government of India, Professor K. Vijay Raghavan, has said that there are about a total of 30 groups in India, big industry to individual academics, who are trying to develop vaccines. And of these 30, around 20 are keeping a good pace. The Supreme Court has said today that on the movement of migrant workers, that basically the apex court has expressed concern over the difficulties that migrant workers are facing. News 18 has reported that. Apart from that, there are several lapses in the registration process. Transportation, providing of food and shelter is what the court has noted. The Supreme Court has said that the migrant workers will not be charged for traveling either by train or by buses, and the states must take the burden of the fares. So the top court has ordered that the stranded migrant worker shall be given food and water by the states where they are in. The originating state shall give meal and water at the station or the terminal where Indian Railway will provide meals and water during the journey, is what the order says. 7 people have tested positive in Manipur. The total number of cases have gone across 50. At least 78 people have tested positive in Indore in the last 24 hours. Worst hit city in Madhya Pradesh with over 3,200 cases as per a report by PTI. The death toll has crossed the 120 mark. There are over 1,500 people who have recovered in the district. 24 new cases were recorded in Assam, a total number almost reaching 800. Meanwhile, the Kolkata Municipal Corporation has issued new operational guidelines on 28th May based on the state government's demarcation of red A, B and C zones in the city. So all shops and parlours in Kolkata's category C zones will open. India's COVID-19 anxiety score is the highest in the world as per reports, and Indian consumers are the most worried people across the world on the uncertainties that lie ahead due to the coronavirus lockdown, according to a survey. The police department has reported over 131 people from the department officers who have been tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. 2 deaths were reported, and the confirmed cases in the department now stands at over 2,000, including 22 deaths. There are over 1,100 active cases. The Ministry of Home Affairs has termed the report, claiming that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make an announcement on lockdown extension in his radio program Mann Ki Baat as speculative. Also, Supreme Court today asked that why can't private hospitals treat COVID-19 patients for free? The Supreme Court has sought to know why private hospitals, which had been given land free of cost or at a concessional rate, could not treat COVID-19 patients for free. Also, Kerala, which had managed to flatten the curve, is now witnessing a wave of new infections. The COVID confirmed cases in the states have crossed the 1,000 mark, while over 550 patients have recovered. Also, UN has said that due to this crisis, there'll be a massive increase in youth unemployment. They have already recorded that, and women particularly are worst hit. And Super 30 founder has offered free coaching to a girl who had cycled over 1,200 kilometers with injured father. Mathematician Anand Kumar has taken to social media to announce this, and his brother Pranav has met Jyoti's family and offered to cover all expenses if she wishes to study engineering. Meanwhile, there has been a statement from Kiran Majumdar-Shaw that the lockdown has to end. And she said that, I think now there is anyway no point in extending the lockdown because of exodus of the migrant labor. They have basically gone to various parts of the country without any control. So now there is no point trying to extend the lockdown any further. And it's a question of quickly bringing under control any outbreak, is what she has said. Apart from that, it was reported today that BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra was hospitalized after COVID-19 symptoms. But if you look at the economy, the demand for Dabur, Chyawanprash and honey have gone up because they are known to be immunity boosting products and they are seeing increase in demand. With that, let me give you some of the quick global updates. Known global cases are near 5.7 million and over 355,000 people are known to have died because of the infection. We don't know the true death toll because it might be higher because of underreporting of infections and deaths all over the country. United States has crossed 1 lakh deaths from COVID-19. However, this has not changed the plans of many states to relax the mitigation measures. The number of fatalities in US is still climbing, and federal officials have warned that, you know, it is likely that the actual toll for the virus is higher than the official figures. Trump is silent on the US death toll. Trump has remained silent from quite some time in terms of numbers. Americans from the COVID-19, as the US mourned the milestone, the president made no comment on Twitter about this sad day. Instead, he used the platform to attack tech companies for trying to censor him a day after Twitter has put a fact check warning on one of his claims. Russia has reported over 174 new coronavirus deaths, matching its record daily rise for fatalities and taking the overall death toll to over 4,100. The country's Coronavirus Crisis Response Center has said that the overall number of infections had risen by over 8,300 to 3,79,051. Officials in South Korea have re-implemented lockdown measures in the metropolitan area of Seoul, home to, you know, half the country's 52 million population. They have seen the biggest spike in infections in nearly 2 months. Museums, parks, art galleries will all remain closed again from Friday for 2 weeks, is what the health minister has said, while companies have been urged to reintroduce flexible working, among other measures. UN has said the virus could push 14 million into hunger in Latin America alone. When we talk about the UN food program, that is warning us that at least 14 million people could go hungry in this part of the world. And new projections released late on Wednesday estimate a startling fourfold increase in severe food insecurity. We are talking about hydroxychloroquine again. Study has raised concerns, but it is being used continuously in India. Questions have been raised about the study that was previously published in Lancet that, you know, prompted the World Health Organization to halt as a preventive measure of the drug, the use as a preventive measure. And Lancet has said the authors were investigating urgently an apparent discrepancy in the data. It comes amid scientists' concerns that rigorous standards are falling by the wayside in the race to understand the virus as per international reports. Singapore has seen an increase of over 300 new cases. The figures have crossed the 33,200 mark. Pakistan has seen figures go up as well. It includes over 1,200 people in the country who have died. Over 61,200 people have been reported to be infected by the virus. In a striking contrast to the cheers and clapping in gratitude for the work that many nations have been clapping, for all the healthcare workers, the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross has said that it has recorded over 200 COVID-19 related attacks against health workers and installations in 13 countries since March, as per a report by AP. Thailand has reported 11 new COVID-19 cases, no new deaths, bringing its total figure to over 3,000 with 57 fatalities so far. With over 17,200 patients being discharged from the hospital so far, 23 have died and over 15,000 remain in isolation in Thailand. In a sign of some return to normal, In a sign of some return to normalcy, the world's largest book fair will take place in Frankfurt, Germany, as scheduled in mid-October, as per a report by Reuters. Also, India banks require $20 billion capital provision over the next 12 months is what Credit Suisse has said. You can read the detailed report on the Money Control website or app. Also, you should tune in to a Simply Save podcast today where Kaizad Adejania finds out whether debt funds can really assess credit risk. So some good personal finance advice coming during difficult times. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all feedback, suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.